Blog Talk Radio.
Have to survive living in the light. Have to stay alive living in the light. Have to survive living in the light.
Hold the beat, stop the beat, drop the beat.
Solar Records Radio. Yes, it is Throwback Thursday. I'm your host, Don Fleming. Another Throwback Thursday. Music from Karen White. Of course, not Karen White, Karen Wheeler. I am thinking about Karen White. She is fine, though. Both of them are beautiful women. I love women. Just wanted to let people know. Music from Karen Wheeler, of course, from Soul to Soul fame. Of course, that was from 1990. Living in the Light. Good evening to you. Every Thursday from 8 to 10, I do this. I play old school R&B, funk, and soul. 70s, 80s, 90s, and maybe beyond. You know, I'm not really fan of a lot of the beyond stuff, but every now and then I like to throw something in there. But guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Again, if you're on Facebook, on social media, on Facebook, follow us on Solar Records Radio. Like the page, tell a friend to like the page. You know how it goes. Also want to remind you, if you wanted to support the show by getting some cool merchandise, hey, go to WardellPottsJr.com or SolarRecordsRadio.com. Again, cool merch like caps, mugs, shirts, and I think we still have face masks because of the pandemic and whatnot. People are still wearing masks around, you know, not trying to catch whatever variant of the coronavirus that's still out there. So you guys be safe out there. But anyway, supporting the show that way. Oh, and we do have a Cash App. You can go to $ Solar Records Radio, all one big word. How about that? Let's go ahead and get this show started, man. I want to kick this show off with a little hip hop. And what's cool about the song is called Can I Kick It? So we're going to kick this show off with a little bit of Tribe Called Quest. You guys keep it locked right here. See, I thought it was corny, but it is what it is. I give myself a B+. Guys, keep it locked right here. So on Records Radio.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
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 Can I kick it? Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Well, I'm gone.
Can I kick it? To all the people who can quest like a tribe does. Before this, did you really know what live was? Comprehend to the track force, why? Cause getting mentions on the tip of the vibe was. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nipple the dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a sun glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the tribe flies high like a dove.
baby, I'm thinking of you. Hey, baby, I'm thinking of you tonight.
it, make it right. I want you all, I want you all, I want you all tonight. Yeah, I want you all, I want you all, I want you all tonight. Make it right, make it right, make it right, make it right.
Listening to Solar Records Radio. Yes, music from the late great Curtis Hairston from 1983. That was a little underground classic called I Want You All Tonight. Of course, Curtis Hairston from the BB&Q band. Of course, Brooklyn, Bronx, and Queens. Of course, that was I Want You All Tonight. Before that, from 1995, music from Blackstreet. Love that. Blackstreet and SWV. Yes, name of that song is called Tonight's the Night. Tonight's the Night. And, of course, started off the block, Tribe Called Quest, Can I Kick It? Yes. You can kick me for the next hour and 36 minutes of the show. That's what I do every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. I'm playing old school R&B funk, and so it's what I do. It's what I do, people. Let's go ahead and keep this music going. From 1990. Give you a classic from the group After Seven. You guys hear it in the background. It's called Can't Stop. Keep it locked right here. Solar Records Radio.
Oh, last night stop. Keep it on. Where the party at?
From 2000-2001, that is, of course, the After Party. What a beautiful song. I love that. Before that, I had to hook up a little Silver Shadow from 1984, music from Atlantic Star. And, of course, I started off the block with a classic from After 7, Can't Stop. That was like a remix to that song. And it sounded like it had, like, birds chirping. I don't have to find that version. I got to find that version. I love that. I love the original. I love the album version, radio version, whatever. But there is a remix. The 90s was all about remixes, man. And they would play, like, a hip-hop remix. Or they would play, like, just a different type of remix. And then, of course, Puffy came and just did what he did, musically. I'm not going to go there. I'm just saying. He came in and did, remixed everything. Whether it was Jodeci, because at the time, Uptown Records was like real big. MCA Records, Uptown, Jodeci, and I think Christopher Williams and Andre Harrell was doing their thing and whatnot. But it was all about remix. There's a Can't Stop remix. If y'all can find it for me, If you're on the page on Solar Records Radio page, post that for me. I can't find it. I can't find the version that I like. Well, I can't find the other version that I like. So, but anyway, let me shut up. Keep the music going. I am, speaking of that whole Uptown sound, you know, he was a part of the Uptown sound too, you know, back in the day, you know, from the In Effect Mode classic album from 1988. This is Mr. Al B. Sure. This is Night and Day, guys. Keep it locked right here. It's Throwback Thursday Night on Solar Records Radio.
Hello, my love. gonna be with my baby.
Thursday night, Don Fleming, Wardell Potts Jr. That's music from the late, great Eddie Kendrick from 1977, Intimate Friends. Love that. Before that, I had to hook up a little Strawberry Letter 23 by the Brothers Johnson. And, of course, started off the block, Mr. Al B. Sure. That's fine. I'm talking to myself. That's night and day from Mr. Al, be sure. We got 1 hour, 6 minutes left of the show again. Thank you so much for tuning in, hanging out with me. If you can't catch me live, make sure you go on Solar Records Radio on the Facebook page. Check out the playback. Let me know what you think, man. We want everybody to chip in. Give us your 2 cents. Tell them what you think. Tell them if I'm doing a superb job. Spectacular, yeah. It's all good. Hopefully we'll get Wardell on. He is doing some farmer stuff. You know, he has a big farm down there in Texas, so he's got horses and I think, I want to say he got some cows out there. So he's doing his thing. He has to, since it's getting cold. He's got the horses like blankets or coats or something. I don't know the lingo to that. I think it's the blankets, you know, to cover up the horse and everything. So he's taking care of that, doing what he does. And he's a lover of animals, man. If you're an animal lover like that, you know, make sure, you know, you take care of the animals, you know. Just saying. Hopefully I get down there and get a chance to ride a horse. You know, but you know what? I haven't rode a horse probably since I was 10 years old. So it's been a while. Since the 80s. So yeah, that's been a while for me to get on a horse and ride a horse and all that stuff. So anyway, if you guys ridden horses before, you know, hopefully it's like riding a bike. You know, just depending on if the horse doesn't like you, you know, they'll let you know. They'll start bucking and, you know, or they might try to bite you, definitely kick you. Can't get in the right. That's why I never walk behind a horse. Never. Or if the opportunity presents itself, I will never walk behind a horse. Because of that foot, that hoof, you know, just saying. I just don't want, you know, my face looking like a shoe. You know, the bottom of a shoe at least. Just saying, because I got a hell of a kick. And I've seen a lot of those YouTube videos where a horse kicks somebody in the mouth and knocks their whole teeth out. Just saying. Just be mindful. You know what I noticed? You know something that I noticed? And I'm just mentioning it because I just want to kill a little time and talk to all the listeners out there. You know what's crazy? There's not a porcupine farm. There's no porcupine farm. Just weird that no one breeds like porcupines. But maybe for the obvious reasons. I'm being silly. Let's keep the music going. This is music from the lovely Miss Anita Baker from 1983. This is called Will You Be Mine? Guys, keep it locked right here. Throwback Thursday night on Solar Records Radio.
We are
Records Radio. Of course, that is music from the SOS Band. Yes, from 1983. Of course, that is their signature song. Actually, one of their signature songs, man. You know, people say, well, if you have a signature song, it's just that one song. But SOS Band had a few. And in my honest opinion, there were a few signature songs. And it was only two. And from 19, this was the block that I just played. It was only two songs because I have my partner here. Yes, I wanted to jump in because the song was a 7-minute long song, but it's okay. It's all right. We got Farmer John here. Oh, Mr. Wardell Potts Jr. hanging out. And the first song I just played, was Anita Baker from her Songstress album, Will You Be Mine. Of course, I didn't, you know, we usually do like a 3-song rule, but I only played 2 in this block, but I wanted to get you on, man, and thank you for hanging out and kicking it with me.
You know that's right, and yeah, man, you and Shamin, and much love to you and all the listeners. I hope you guys are good and all is well. I just, enjoying the show, man. So do your thing if you want. When you're ready, whenever you're ready for me to do a Christmas block, I'm ready to do it.
You know what? This is a Christmas block. Christmas is in a couple of weeks. And it's only fair, well, you know, a week and a half, I'll say that much. And, yeah, this block is totally yours, man. If you got a Christmas block for the people, hey, do your thing.
I always defer to you
when it comes to the Christmas music, man, because you always come up with some great ones. And you got some great ones in your stash, too.
Oh, thank you. Well, anyway, so how was the first hour?
First album was great, man. I posted on, for those who are listening or on Solo Records radio page, check it out. I listed all the songs that was played on the show, so check them out. Let me know what you think. Shout out to Kimberly because she's checking it out and liking it, so shout out to her on that end. But I posted the songs on the under the post. So
okay. So are you guys ready for Christmas? Because you know, I know it's like so many holidays you got.
I know.
You have. Well, we got, you know, we got, what was this? You know, Halloween. And then right after that, boy, that Thanksgiving came. It came quick. It was not planned.
Quick, didn't it?
But
it sure did.
It came. That, man, that thing came quick. But on top of it, you know, as soon as it was time for Halloween, I saw Christmas stuff going up at Walmart. I'm like, wait a minute. What's going on here? Can we get Halloween in yet before you do Christmas? And so, you know, they've been doing Christmas since the end of the summer, man. So it's kind of a crazy thing. You know, people just want to get going and doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
And I think the country is trying to get the economy going as well. And so, you know, they want people out there buying and spending and doing all that kind of stuff. And then in January, when they're crying, they don't want to hear it. So what I'm going to do, you know, I'm going to let Don go and get something to eat. And I'm going to play a nice, beautiful Christmas block.
I've already eaten. I like your blocks. Can we just sit here and just break the stereotype? Sometimes I do that. Don't get me wrong. But I've already eaten. I'm just going to sit here and enjoy the Christmas block. How about that?
Okay.
And get a couple.
Right.
Get a little work done, too.
All right. Well, first we're going to praise our head. We're going to, because we need to remember the reason for the season. So, so that's where we're starting. All right, guys, and may God bless you and keep you. Here we go on Solar Records Radio, Wardell Potts Jr., Don Fleming. This is Throwback Thursday Night with Don Fleming. And so let's do this. Oh, come, oh, come. Oh, come.
Oh, come, oh, come here. Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
Yes, yes, yes. That was so much fun. And I enjoyed her as well, man, oh, man. And, you know, we just do what we do. And we just pray that all of you guys have a wonderful and safe holiday. Enjoy your families. A lot of traveling getting ready to happen right now. So,
yeah.
However you're traveling, just be safe. Take care of yourselves. And don't let anybody drive you that's drinking. Please don't let anyone drive you that's drinking. And please don't drink and drive yourself, right? And
that's right.
And so thank you, Don, for letting me do a Christmas block. And I really appreciate that. So thank you very much, buddy.
It's all good, man. It's all good. I hogged your show today. I mean, you're more than welcome to do another block. Or you want me to go ahead and do a couple? I mean, it's up to you, man. I got a couple of songs I can play in the fold, but if you want to keep it going, actually, I'm going downstairs to get a drink. So,
all right. Well, if that's the case, guys, y'all know what that means, right? I got to do a block.
I'm not eating.
Yeah.
I'm giving you some orange juice.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. We hear you. We hear you. Well, enjoy yourself, man.
Oh,
because you know, go ahead.
Let me say this for a second, because I was thinking about it, because I wanted to play, you know, some Dynasty or what I thought about. I wanted to play some Dynasty, and I wanted to. I couldn't really, you know, can't get out of it without saying, you know, sending my love to the family, Nigel's family. And, you know, all the loved ones. Of course, we heard last week that Nigel Beard from Dynasty passed away. And I know you did a couple of shows and did a few blocks celebrating her life and everything. But I wanted to just kind of come in and say something and just let you know that I'm thinking about you and I'm thinking about all the whole Solar family as you know, we're still mourning her loss and everything. So, but, hey, if you got some Dynasty songs you want to play, do your thing, man.
So I'll do a Dynasty block. How about that?
Man.
And I play a couple songs. I know a couple songs that Niger really loves, and so I'm gonna go ahead on and do that for you guys. And thank you so much for acknowledging her and bringing that back up again. I appreciate that. Also, I did lose a very, very, very close friend on Saturday by the name of Chris Galakis in South Africa. And he died from he was fighting cancer. And he finally gave in to, you know, that just dreadful disease. And so, but his son has now, it will be, you know, taking over his company. His record company, and also his son will continue to raise his daughter. And so, rest in peace, Chris. We love you, brother. Thank you so much for blessing all of us, musicians and artists and stuff with your company. We appreciate you very, very much. So
yes,
here we
indeed.
Go, guys. That's... Yes, okay, great, guys.
I was just agreeing with you. I said, yes, indeed, man, and rest in peace to him, you know, man,
yes,
cancer.
Yes, yes.
Cancer is the, I wish, and I don't want to get too political and get off my soapbox, but I just feel like, you know, our priorities are just jacked up as a country. You know, when you think about, you know, one of the richest countries in the world that don't have, its people don't have full access to healthcare. You know, a full access to any type of cancer treatments or anything like that. I'm just boggled at that. But anyway, But hey, man, do your thing. I'm sorry.
All right, guys. Well, here we go with Dynasty. And hats off to you, Nigel. We love you. We appreciate you. You're amazing. You did what you had to do. you made it so that it was possible for all your fans to get to know who you were. And so thank you so much for blessing the world with your skills, your writing skills, as well as your performance skills. We love you, and rest with God, and take care of yourself, and all is well here. And thank you, Don. Here we go on Soul Wide Records Radio.
Thank you.
Well, thank you again, Don Fleming, for blessing our dynasty and giving, you know, us a chance to express our feelings in regards to Nigel, and what a blessing she was to dynasty and Solar Records. And
most definitely,
Solar Records as well.
She will be missed, and the music is going to live on. Far after we're
That's
here.
It. Yes, sir.
So.
Yes, sir. So, man, oh, man, that was very touching for me to do that. Thank you. I appreciate it very much, man.
It's all good.
I'll let you get back.
It's all good. We got about 17 minutes left of the show. Go ahead, Warden.
Okay.
What did you say?
I just want to say hi to Kimberly. Hi, Kimberly. I hope you're doing well over there in Cali. I know y'all got a heat wave coming up, so enjoy it.
What?
That's crazy. Yeah, man, they're getting a heat wave. What's the cap? But their weather is always good. They always have really good weather in California. So be it. Every once in a while, they get a rain. And everybody's so upset. Oh my God, everything is falling apart. And then 2 weeks later, everything's back to normal. So it's enjoy, Kimberly. Merry Christmas too, sweetheart.
Man, you know what?
Everybody.
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm going to dedicate this first song. I'm going to do this quick block. We got 16 minutes left of the show. We're over the stretch. It's almost time for us to go, but we're going to say our goodbyes and whatnot after this block. But still got a little block left in it, but I'm going to play you a song, man. this song is for you, man. I'm for that block you just did. That block you just did was very inspirational. It was very inspirational. And I'm going to go ahead and play this song. This song is for you. This song is for all of everyone in Dynasty, of course, is still on this earth and cherishing the moments that we have left. But shout out to you again. This song is for you, Wardell, and all the listeners who like the song. This is music from Change, one of my favorites from 1982. This is called The Very Best in You. You guys keep it locked right here. It's Throwback Thursday Night on Solar Records Radio.
Bye. say I'm the one your eyes see. Tell me you need me deep down inside like I need you. You see I need you to see me through. I wanna hear you say, darling, 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 I love you. Through the rain and through the cold, together we will never grow. Sometime the going will get a little tough, and I must admit, living with me can be rough, but I need you to see me through. I get off when you say, baby, 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 I love you.
Just
That's music from the late, great DJ Rogers from the It's Good to Be Alive album, 1976. That is Say You Love Me. Closing out the show. We got about 4.5 minutes left of the show. Don Fleming, Wardell Potts, we're going to go ahead and say our goodbyes. Any parting words, Wardell?
Well, I just want to say thanks to you for blessing all of us with a great show. Appreciate you taking your time out and doing this, as you have so many other things that you do at the same time. So thank you. We really appreciate it, and we appreciate your wisdom. I want to say Merry Christmas to you and your wife, and may God bless you guys. And I hope you have a wonderful Merry Christmas, my friend. So thank you.
You too. We got a week and a half, so I got all plenty of time to wish all the listeners out there a Merry Christmas. So if you don't get a chance to hear the show next week or anything like that, definitely want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas and whatnot. And I think we got another show, if I'm not mistaken, right before the new year. I think we have a couple more after right before the new year. So we'll definitely wish our happy new years to y'all. So, you know, to those who listen and the supporters of the show also.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, and by the way, I started the show off, like I said, music from Change, The Very Best in You from Sharing Your Love album, 1982, one of my all-time Change songs. Of course, post-Luther, you guys remember Luther Vandross was not really in the group Change. He just sung with them. I don't know if you can really just say it, but of course, you guys remember The Glow of Love. And I think Love's Holiday and Searching, just around 1979, 1980. And, of course, he went on and did Never Too Much. And, of course, you know the rest is history. But, yeah. But anyway, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you tune in tomorrow, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. We're celebrating, kicking off of Solar Weekend, celebrating the legacy of Solar. You never know who's going to call in and hang out with us from 3 to 5. So make sure you guys tune in. For Wardell Potts Jr., I'm Don Fleming. You know what? What song can I go out and get out of here with, man? You know?
I got it.
You got one? You got one?
I got it.
Take us home.
I can do it. All right.
Take us home.
So sweet. It's sweet as sugar. Here we go. Good night. God bless you guys. We love you. Bye.
Santa Claus. You gotta believe. You just gotta believe.